KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies here in Atlantic. It's 64 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, and a high around 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. One person was transported by Mercy One helicopter to the hospital following a rollover accident late last night in Page County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2015 Chevy Camaro, driven by 20-year-old Austin Michael Larson of Shenandoah, was traveling west on Highway 2 at around 10:35 p.m. when the car overtook a vehicle on the right outside the lane of travel. The Camaro went out of control and skidded sideways before it entered the ditch, where it rolled several times and hit a utility pole. The car came to rest on its top in a bean field. Larson was not wearing a seatbelt. He was flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. There was no immediate word on his condition. Shenandoah Police and the Page County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. A traffic stop just after 3 a.m. today in Adams County resulted in an arrest. The Sheriff's Office said 41-year-old Shane Magnuson of Carbon was taken into custody after deputies stopped a four-wheel ATV in the 2500 block of Elm Avenue. Magnuson was taken into custody for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. He was also cited for no valid driver's license and an ATV highway violation. His bond at the Adams County Jail was set at $1,000. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says an investigation into the illegal sale of methamphetamine resulted in the arrest late last night of a woman from Shenandoah. 35-year-old Barbara Lee Johnson was arrested by Fremont County deputies and the K-9 unit. Johnson was brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $50,000 cash-only bond. No injuries were reported, but there was $2,300 worth of damage done to vehicles during a collision late last night in Red Oak. Authorities say 17-year-old Pablo Ramos of Red Oak was backing a 1999 Chevy Blazer out of a driveway at 1705 Eastern Avenue at around 10:30 p.m. when the left rear bumper of his SUV struck the driver's side door of a legally parked 2011 Dodge Nitro. That vehicle was registered to Mariah Lombard. Ramos was issued a citation for operating a motor vehicle with an expired license. Authorities say a man lost his hand in a fireworks mishap in northwestern Iowa. The Sioux City Journal reports that Sioux City fire officials responded to the incident around 8 p.m. Monday on the city's north side. Assistant Fire Chief Dan Kugel says the man had been shooting off fireworks and was taken to a local hospital. Last Saturday, a four-week-old baby and her mother in eastern Iowa suffered burns and serious injuries when fireworks exploded on them during an illegal show. The property owner in Swisher was cited for failure to have a firework permit in violation of a Johnson County ordinance. Iowa recently lifted its decade-long ban on fireworks sales. Officials at the Council Bluffs Police Department report the Council Bluffs Police and Fire Departments, along with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, will be offering the public a fireworks amnesty program this Saturday, July 8th. The program is designed to provide the public with a safe alternative for the disposal of unused fireworks following the holiday weekend. The drop-off location is no longer at the Family Dollar AutoZone parking lot. The new drop-off site is the parking lot of the Pott County Sheriff's Office, which is at 1400 Big Lake Road in Council Bluffs. Fireworks can be dropped off Saturday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Two local wildlife refuges are hosting events this summer to teach youth about nature. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is hosting a fishing clinic on July the 26th from 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. All youth from kindergarten through age 15 are encouraged to attend. Fishing poles, tackle, and bait will be provided along with instruction. Participants should meet near the South Gate area near the fishing dock. Nebraska and Iowa residents younger than the age of 16 can fish without a license. The Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuge is hosting a guided nature hike on August the 5th. That starts at 10 a.m. and will focus on ecosystems. Participants will learn about prairies and forest land and will look at important plant species for each biome. And a rural telephone cooperative in western Iowa will soon begin upgrades on its broadband capabilities. The Coon Valley Cooperative Telephone Association in the Guthrie County town of Menlo recently landed a $6.5 million loan for the project from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Association General Manager Jim Nelson says access to high-speed internet is increasingly important for the cooperative's 700 members.
A lot of our customers anymore, they also work from home, and they need that bandwidth to operate.
The USDA financing will help the Coon Valley Cooperative Telephone Association to lay more than 200 miles of fiber lines.
The way we're providing services today, the old copper lines are just not adequate, and we're just looking at all new fiber optic to to every customer we have.
Construction on the fiber optic network is slated to begin in August or September, with completion in early 2019. In the funeral announcements, Julia Christine Gibson, age 49, of Omaha, died Friday at her home. A memorial service for Julia Gibson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Bill Dodson, age 70, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Dodson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Gail Bud Parker, age 95, of Red Oak and formerly of Villisca, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bud Parker will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Villisca Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan, Rhett Funeral Chapel in Red Oak, has the arrangements. James Geezer, age 76, of Harlan, died Monday at the Hanson House Memory Care Assisted Living Facility. A mass of Christian burial for James Geezer will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Herbert Herb Wood, age 69, of Walnut, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Graveside services for Herb Wood will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Otho Cemetery in Webster County. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Jim Yeager, age 71, of Fontenelle, died June 20th at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Jim Yeager will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Irma Schaff, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Irma Schaff will be Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.